This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Bits. Hear it. Feel it. Live it.
Ocha, Ariana Grande, God is a woman, 10 minutes past the hour of 8. I believe in all that she is saying, okay? It is the month of women this entire August, if you didn't know. Well, now you do, okay? Hashtag winning women is what we are all about right here on VAW FM 88.1. It is the main switch with myself, Khumutso Munyai. Mukhale is present in the sports field. Maliso Kumalo with news and worry is also there. Keeping you updated with what's happening on the road. It's time for us now to get into our sports corner.
It's the sports corner on the main switch.
And today, in honor of Women's Month, on the line, we are joined by Panache Chiranga, who is Wits Netball Team Captain, and Panache is here to tell us about her netball journey. Panache, good morning. Welcome to the main switch.
Good morning, how are you?
Lovely, thank you so much for coming through. Can you just give us a brief background about where you grew up and how your upbringing was?
Well, I was born in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
But I moved to South Africa when I was 8 years old with my parents, and I grew up beside Mpumalanga, Middelburg, very small mining town. Went to Middelburg Christian School, primary, high school, Cambridge Academy in Witbank, and then tertiary. I am here at the University of Witwatersrand. I grew up with my two siblings and my parents, always being surrounded by a big family.
So you mentioned Zimbabwe. I've got two questions to ask you. Did your netball career start in Zimbabwe or just sports generally?
It actually started this side. I always say I have, by principle, a very big responsibility to give back to Netball South Africa, because it is the system that honed this talent and actually brought it to life.
Okay, and what does your name mean, Panache? What does your name mean?
Panache means where God is.
Hey, that's a really powerful name.
Hey,
we just played Ariana Grande, God is a Woman, and then you come with that. Come on. So, I mean, out of all sporting codes that we have, Panache, what inspired you to follow a career specifically in netball?
So, a funny story, actually. Coming into university, I had a very tough choice between pursuing long jump and netball, because I had gone as far as champs that you had then in high school. And I came to Wits and they didn't have an athletics team, so it kind of just happened that I managed to end up in netball. But I'm very happy that the stars aligned in that way.
Now, Panache, it's Kamu here. Now, 2021, you had an opportunity to play for the Gauteng Golden Fireballs in the Telkom Netball League. How did that make you feel, and how was it playing the league under COVID-19 regulations?
I always say 2021 was, I think, to date, one of my best netball years, and it was such an honor and a privilege and a dream, really, to be on that court playing at the highest level of netball for the country and with the caliber of players and coaching staff that we were exposed to. I think considering the conditions that were under COVID and all that, they did the best that they could. It would have been nice to have spectators, obviously. But at that moment, as long as we managed to get the sport out there and we were still playing, that was the most important thing.
And now, now that you're talking about all things Telkom Netball League and you playing for the Gauteng Golden Fireballs, tell us about the rivalry between Gauteng Golden Fireballs as well as Gauteng Jaguars. I mean, what makes derbies a special game to be involved in?
I think derby actually has to go with the caliber of players that are in those teams, because looking at the players that made up the teams this year, most of them are contracted South African netball players. So you know you are guaranteed some amazing netball. And also, even looking at the coaching staff that was there, Golden Fireballs, we had the amazing Dr. Elsie Yodan. So you really were expecting some high caliber netball to us. And I think that's what makes it even more exciting.
And now that you're saying that 2021 has been the year for you, I mean, we're talking about you playing in the Telkom Netball League for the Gauteng Golden Fireballs. And as well, it was a big year in a sense that you were a finalist in the category of Sportsman of the Year at the Gauteng Sports Awards, and you were also awarded Junior Sportswoman of the Year at the Vets Sports Awards. I mean, what do all these achievements mean to you?
I think they allow a sense of realization of where one is as an athlete. I always say, as an athlete, we're always more concerned about performance and whether we're doing what we're supposed to. And it's just work, you know, training, gym, making sure you have the right physique for the sport that you're playing. So these awards are just a reminder that your work is not futile and you are actually seen and the results are there.
So, Panache, you, together with Wits Netball team, just won the Premier Division at the USSA Netball Tournament 2022 and have also qualified for the Varsity Netball 2023. I'll start like this. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How's the atmosphere within the team with what you just achieved? I mean, I can only imagine.
It is buzzing with excitement and anticipation. If we could, I think we'd be ready to play Varsity Cup this year. I think that's where we all are. Let's just play this year. Why wait for next year?
Truly.
It really is buzzing with so much excitement to see the hard work that's paid off and to really achieve this and make this history.
Lovely. Panache, what can we expect from you and the Wits Netball just moving forward?
I think a lot of growth.
Okay.
I think this is a stepping stone to really grow netball as a high-performance sport at the university. And definitely expect some amazing netball. Can't say much, but let me just say, expect great netball from this netball going forward.
That is enough.
Well, Panache, I just wanted to say that first things first, happy Women's Month to you. I know the first time you and I had an encounter was last year at the Vets Sports Award, where I actually had the conversation with you after winning that award, and I was like, you are one to watch for, you are one to look out for, and I've been following your journey, and I must say that you are doing wonders for yourself, and not only just for yourself but for Vets Netball team overall. So I just want to say thank you for what you're doing for the institution's netball team, what you're doing for yourself, but above all, I just wish you the best in everything that you do. So with us right here in the Main Switch Breakfast, we just wanted to say that we are opening our sports corner, celebrating you as one of the women that we need to look out for, you know, in terms of sports.
Thank you so much, Kamu. Thank you.
Well, Main Switcher, that is Panache Chiranga, who is Wits Netball team captain. Love the meaning of her name. God is here. That is so powerful, isn't it, just, hey? 18 minutes past the hour of 8. It's hashtag winning woman right here on Sports Corner today.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Wits. To listen to more shows, tune in to 88.1 or live stream us on vowfm.co.za.